Evening, everyone. Welcome to our May Board of Education meeting. I can't believe it's May and it's so cold. But again, welcome, good evening, and please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present and accounted for. Can I have approval of tonight's agenda?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Mafia, second by Dr. Battle Burkett. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Okay, so got a couple of corrections to make. So first, the regular meeting of April 5th, going to be correcting pages 179 through 184, starting with Zao and ending with Antico, and we're adding the title change, or incorporating the title of probationary teacher into those individuals that fall between those couple of pages. So with that change recorded, I would ask for a motion to approve the meeting minutes of April 5th, April 13th, and April 26th. Can I have a motion, please?
Move.
Move Mr. Mafia. Second Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Okay. So, good evening again. And, you know, although we appreciate you all year round, this week is National Teacher Week. And so, on behalf of myself, the entire board, central administration, we would like to congratulate every single teacher across the district, and again, thank them for all of their hard work that they do each and every day for our students. You know, words cannot actually, for me in particular, can't express how much gratitude that I have for the teachers in this district that have not only educated my own children, but children across the district. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you all. And at this time, I'll turn it over to my vice president for remarks.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Hyming. Happy National Teachers Week. He's always trying to take my thunder. You see? He didn't even acknowledge me as a teacher. It's okay,
oh,
Michael.
You play one on TV.
Yeah, I play one on TV. Spring is coming, so we're almost there. I have the Elmont Memorial highlights for April 2022. Elmont Memorial High School is a recipient of the 2022 Mapico Book Prize Collection Development Award. The school received a $700 grant to purchase award-winning titles from the Mapico Book Prize list to expand its library's collection of literary fiction and nonfiction books that encourage students to desire a love for mathematics. Also, our high school junior, Chigo Afebi, won first place at the New York State Science and Engineering Field Fair that was held at the New York Hall of Science. Her first place earned her a place at the Regeneron International Science and Engineering Fair to be held in Atlanta in May. Also, on April 6th, the 8th grade parent night was held. It was very informative and helped parents to understand what the next 4 years of high school will be like for their scholars. We would like to also congratulate the Elmont Girls Varsity Track that placed second in the 4x100 relay, and Ashley Fulton, a 10th grader, won the 100 meter and the 200 meter at the New York State Relay. Our girls also did very good at the Penn Relays. That concludes my report, and I would like to wish all the women and those who are mothers a happy Mother's Day.
You're welcome. See, I gave you that.
Ah.
I'll let you have that. But, yes, highlights from Sewanica. Of course, I've got to take off my glasses, and Miss Nicole Allen always gives a thorough report. So here we go. Regents and AP review. 30-minute meetings were held, and Mark Isaacs held a 30-minute meeting, part of Parents as Partner series, part of the Parents as Partner series. Mr. Isaacs held a virtual meeting to inform parents of study habits, Regents review schedules, and prepping for state and AP testing. Incoming Parent Night was held on April 4th. Sewanica held its 7th grade Parent Night for the class of 2028. The meeting began with an introduction by the building administration, then continued with rotations, including athletic and student activities, teaming and scheduling, presentation of Project Lead the Way by current 7th graders. 6th grade visits will be held on May 24th and 25th. Members of the class of 2028 will be visiting Sewanica High School. Students will participate in building tours, take ID pictures, attend guidance sessions, and a carnival in the senior high gym. On May 23rd at 7 p.m., Sewanica Math Wizards will host a math carnival, and the show will present skills at the second math carnival of the year. Parents are invited to come and witness the math wizardry of the Sewanica mathematicians. May 8th is the Title I consultation and collaboration at 10 a.m. On May 21st, there will be mock English Regents. Sewanica Juniors will take a mock English Regents exam in preparation for the June administration of the test. AP exams will be administered between May 2nd and the 18th. Sewanica students have the pleasure of attending Hamilton, and on March 23rd and 26th, 80 students were given the opportunity to attend the musical, and during the April 26th trip, students were treated to a visit by Lin-Manuel Miranda and had playbills and posters signed by the cast. The FBLA state winners for the Sewanica students have accomplished at the New York State SLC conference. Fifth place was Tristan Balakan for business plan, and Tristan Balakan and Tatiana Eugene and Ben Simon for digital video production. Third place was Alana Olson for personal finance, Kira Seif for help desk, and first place was by Vinish Sukwa, Intro to Word Processing, and Word Processing. Sewanica Her Story and Pride of Sewanica held a Purple Table Talk on April 6th to discuss the Will Smith and Chris Rock incident at the Oscars. 30 students participated in the lively discussion. On April 9th, the first MBK Long Island Symposium was held at Uniondale High School. Members of the Young Men's Mentoring Group, Pride of Sewanica, participated. MBK's fellows were invited from other Long Island MBK schools and participated in educational settings sessions on various topics. Sessions included entrepreneurship, leadership, life beyond high school, and public speaking. Justin Mirsky and Joseph Nola, the Sewanica librarians, held their annual author visit on April 28th. Students were able to hear from an author and illustrator, George O'Connor, known for his work on 12 volumes of Olympians graphic novels series. English teacher Paige Fitzsimmons invited Vietnam veterans to speak to her English classes on April 28th. Vets spoke about their experience in the military. The Sewanica High School English Department, in conjunction with students from the Prestige Academy, held a poetry slam during lunch periods on April 27th. Students read poetry, practiced their DJ skills on turntables, and cheered on their fellow students. Sewanee High School was awarded 3 Ed Equity Lab classes, which alone, which will allow students to earn college credits while in high school. Courses will be offered with Columbia University, the University of Pennsylvania, and Arizona State. And finally, upcoming events, May 15th and 16th, the Nassau County DA's Office Choices and Consequences pre-senior event meeting will be held on May 18th, Spring Honors Concert. On May 19th, the Science Honor Society induction. And finally, on May 25th, the Senior High Concert. That concludes my reports, respectfully submitted by Nicole Allen, principal of Sewanee High School. Pass it back on. Let's see. Is there any correspondence? No correspondence. At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I have 2 items for the public session. The first, New York State law requires us to hold a budget hearing between 14 days and 10 days prior to the vote, where the budget is put before the voters for approval. The budget was adopted on April 13 by the Board of Education, but it has to be put up and passed by the voters of the district. The budget amounts to, the amount of the budget is $98,536,050. This is the budget that we'll put before the public. We will put before the public on May 17, 2022. All of the educational programs in place will continue. There will be no changes. There will be no changes in the adopted budget. You don't have to spend all of it, but you can't spend more. And that's the critical element with these budgets. There were several budget input meetings where the public was invited to give suggestions prior to the budget adoption. Therefore, this meeting will serve as the budget hearing, as required by law. And I would now ask Mr. Jaime if he would conduct the budget hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Nugent. At this time, could I have a motion to open or conduct the budget hearing?
Move
Mr. Mafia. Second, Dr. Battle-Burkett. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. So at this time, we will entertain anyone that has a question about the budget, the composition of the budget, and we'll keep the mic available. I know Mr. Smith wants to come down and say something about the negative tax levy. Okay. So I can see a little better tonight. So I don't know. So folks that are out there that are like 55 and older, you need to tell me what kind of changes that my eyesight, because my eyesight is going in and out. Like every day it's a different thing, but I can see Mary Jane back there. I know Mary Jane has a question. I can see Mr. Rodriguez. I can see Ms. Buchanan. Let's see how many names I can remember from my past 15 years. Oh, I see. Is that Ms. Beldo hiding behind Ms. Nelson? Okay, see that?
Yeah, it is.
Let's see. Oh, now I should not forget your name, but it escapes me right now, but I know that you do Home for Heroes every year. Miss Bennett, Miss Bennett. See?
Miss Bennett, I'm telling you. I'm trying to kick him under the table.
I'm telling you, I'm going through the 55, approaching 55 and older changes, and it's like amazing. No, this is a test. This is a test. Of course, I can't, you know, ever forget Ms. Babb. No, never. You were there from like my PTA days. So see that? It's a long time ago. But no one has any questions. Miss Donahue hiding behind Miss Matoli. See, and I can even tell faces behind masks now. Miss Warburton. Miss Kasim. All right, so I think that's like 5 minutes. So I'd ask for a motion to close the budget hearing.
Both.
Move Mr. Mafia. Second Dr. Battle-Burkett. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
All right, thank you, Mr. Jaime. The second item I have for the public is the district... And the Elmont Elementary Teachers Association signed a memorandum of agreement, which was brought before their membership, I believe today, and it was approved. And it has been discussed with the board, and they are well familiar with the terms. That extends the contract, which expired at June 30, 2020, to June 30, 2025. And I ask for a motion, Mr. Jaime, to approve the contract.
Thank you. Could I have a motion to approve the teacher's MOA? Move Dr. Cantara.
Second.
Second. Ms. Capers, actually. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you and congratulations. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jaime. That concludes my report.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of our superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Good evening, everyone. As always, thank you to our first responders, our active military, and our veterans for all they do to keep us safe. We appreciate it. Start off with some good news. We received information from Eastern Suffolk BOCES, our Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusivity, and the Assistant Administrative Coordinator of Regional DEI Services, that the following people, I was going to say staff members, but I'm going to consider you a staff member, have been selected as a regional equity champion. So our board president, Mr. Michael Jaime, our director of curriculum and instruction, Dr. Wellington Garcia, our assistant principal of the Clara H. Carlson School, Mrs. Natalie Nelson, and Mr. Dimitri Bernadel, who's one of our instructional coaches. So congratulations to the four individuals I just named. We spoke about this many, many times, that we as a group, as a team, took the board policy and made it an active document as we continue to work on our DEI plan every day. And it's a real honor, and I appreciate the support of the Board of Education. But those four individuals really stood out and will be recognized on May 6th. So congratulations to everyone, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you. So we officially want to be known as the Fabulous Four going forward, and it's a real honor for me to accept it, not for myself, but on behalf of the entire board and on behalf of everyone here that does what they're supposed to do to make equity a champion in this district. So again, congratulations to Ms. Nelson, Mr. Bernadel, Dr. Garcia, but congratulations to all of you because you made it this possible. Thank you.
Great job. It was very quiet during the budget hearing, so I will just make mention of a few things. We are one of only maybe two districts on Long Island that have actually decreased the tax levy for our community. We promised at the very beginning that we'd be fiscally responsible to everybody, and at the same time, we're going to continue our great programs that we have, and not only continue them, but expand them. And one of the goals that we had together from the very beginning was to be able to offer full-day pre-kindergarten for what will be close to 240 children in this district. That, my friends, is a game changer. And we're able to do that with a tax levy decrease. So on May 17th, I think we should clap for that, in my opinion. On May 17th, from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. in your designated schools, there will be voting here in Elmont. I am very, very proud to put this forward as a group, as a Board of Education, as superintendent, that we remain responsible to our community as promised, and at the same time, taking those great programs, expanding them. And again, that full-day pre-K, congratulations to Ms. Palmore for the work that she's doing with Ms. Cabell in planning for that. Our Birth Through Three initiative, it's really a game-changer for this community. So congratulations to everybody. And I will stop my report. Seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, terminations, and retirements noted on pages 1 through 3.
I have a motion to approve pages 1 through 3.
Move.
Move, Mr. Mafia. Second, Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service appointments, changes in status, and resignations on pages 4 through 5.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 4 through 5? Move Garlic.
Second.
Second Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education, Preschool Special Education, and 504 recommendations on page 6.
Can I have a motion to receive page 6?
Move
Mafia, second Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve items 4 through 8 on pages 7 through 13.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 7 through 13? Move Dr. Battler-Cutt.
Second.
Second Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Items 1 through 3 are noted for the minutes on page 14.
Page 14 is so noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants on pages 15 through 17.
Have a motion to approve pages 15 through 17.
Move.
Move, Mr. Mafia.
Second.
Second, Ms. Capers. Any discussion?
Can we receive 16 and 17 and approve 15?
Oh, okay. So let's start over. So could I have a motion to approve page 15?
Move.
Move, Mr. Mafia.
Second.
Second, Ms. Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Now could I have a motion to receive pages 16 and 17?
Move.
Move, Mr. Mafia.
Second.
Second, Ms. Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Treasurer's Report on page 18.
Can I have a motion to receive page 18? Move Garlic.
Second.
Second Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
On page 19, seek a motion to approve other approvals and authorizations, item A.
Can I have a motion to approve page 19, item A?
Move.
Move Mafia.
Second.
Second Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Items A through I are noted for the minutes on page 20, as well as the vandalism tallies for April 2022 on page 21.
Page 20 and 21 are so noted for the minutes.
That concludes my report. Happy Mother's Day to all those who celebrate. Thank you for being here tonight, and happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
Is there any old business? Any new business? Legislative items. Items for future consideration? Okay, seeing none. I didn't skip. At this time, we'll have any audience members to address the board.
Thank you.
That's all right.
John Smith. Quick question. Who on the board is running for re-election? Because it's never been announced.
Sure. So in the February meeting, it was announced, but we can announce it again. So I am up for re-election. Dr. Battle-Riquette is up for re-election, and Mr. Kantara is up for re-election.
So you three.
Right.
Okay. And anybody from the library board? Might as well ask that question, too.
Monique Hardiel. Can I hear you say that again?
Oh, just those two?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Again, on behalf of myself and the entire board, I'd like to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day, happy, healthy Mother's Day. Enjoy, celebrate, remember. And at this time, our next regular scheduled meeting will be Tuesday, June 7th at 8 p.m. here at the Clara H. Carlson School. At this time, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Dr. Battle-Riquette. Second, Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening and get home safe.